Pray.
父神，我们再次在你面前向你仰望。
Father, again, we come here and look up to you.
我们求你的灵，这时候就在我们当中带领我们进入这真。
We ask again, your spirit will come and lead us into your truth.
主啊，开启我们属灵的眼，
Open our spiritual eyes.
让我们能够明白你的心意。
Help us to understand your will.
让我们能够看见主耶稣基督他怎么样为我们罪而死。
Help us to see why and how Christ died for our sins.
求主你自己赐给我们有开通的耳、受教的心。
Give us attentive ears and teachable heart.
也能够恩高孩子口，实在是传讲的清楚。
Anoint so we can preach clearly.
祷告交托，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Pray this in Christ's precious name.
Amen。
Amen.
我们几次前几次讲到哥罗西教会，哥罗西那个地方。
We have talked about in the last few times the church in Colossae.
那我们说那个地方啊，有受到这个异端的影响。
We talk about the area was under the influence of heresies.
在那些异端的影响底下，他们有遇见三个危险。
They have encountered three dangerous effects.
一个是他们歪曲得救的真理。
First one, they have a twisted truth on salvation.
因为光是耶稣基督的恩典是不足以得救的。
Because someone has told them that faith in the grace of Christ alone is not sufficient.
第二个危险是他们根据肉体是邪恶这样一种假说。
Secondly, they had the belief that the physical body is evil.
所以他们误导信徒的生活。
So they have a misguided life principles.
让他们走入两端。
They end up in two different extremes.
一种极端就是禁欲，他们要苦待肉体，所以他摆脱这肉体的这种的影响。
One extreme is to practice abstinence or asceticism in order to be free from the influence of the flesh.
另外一种呢，他们是放纵情欲。
On the other extreme, they have end up in sensual indulgence.
他们认为这个肉身不重要，只有那个灵魂才是最重要的。
Because they believe the physical body is not important, therefore you might as well enjoy as much as you can as long as the spiritual matters were taken care of.
那最重，这个最影响最大的一件事情。
But the worst influence was
就是他们贬低了基督的至尊。
That they abased the supremacy of Christ.
因为对异教徒来说，那基督并不是一个得。
Because to them, Christ was not a glorious Lord, a victorious Lord.
那他也没有这天上地下的一切权柄。
Nor did he have all the authority in heaven and on earth.
他不过是神跟人中间的一个灵体而已。
He was but one of the deity between and man.
所以我们发现，保罗后。
So when we read Pauline epistle,
他有几卷书信里头都有提到这个重要的有关基督的事情。
So in several different epistles, he mentioned things pertaining to Christ.
就像我们今天所读的这经文13节到23节，我们可以说是一个重要的一个基督论。
So that, like the scriptures we read today, verses Colossians verses 13 to 23 is a very important segment of Pauline Christology.
那这是保罗他要反驳这个异端教训的一部分。
It's part of the things that he wrote in dispute with the heretic teaching.
所以，其实基督论有一个重点，就是要把我们的救赎主那个绝对无比的崇高宣告出来。
The center portion, point of the Christology is to bring out the supremacy of Christ and at the redeemed.
那我们提到我们基督徒可能最困难的学习的功课之一就是祷告。
Last week we talked about one of the most difficult lessons for Christians to learn is prayer.
那今天我们可能要再思考一个问题，我们最大的一个难处。耶稣基督。
But today we will talk about one of the greatest difficulties facing Christians, that is to introduce Christ to others.
我知道我们当中很多都是基督徒
Christians today.
可是我们怎么样来介绍这个基督？
How do you introduce Christ to others?
我们怎么样来传这个耶稣基督？
How do you preach the gospel?
通常我们说这信耶稣很好，可以得永生，所以你要信耶稣啊。
Frequently we say it's good to believe in Christ because you will receive eternal life.
来信主可以有平安，你有问题也可以跟他祷告。
Believe in Christ will have peace, and if you are in trouble, you can pray to Him.
然后我们更属灵一点，我们可以说这耶稣基督就是神的儿子啊，他为我们的罪钉在十字架上。
If you know more, you can say that Christ is the Son of God nailed on the cross for our sins.
他是我们的代罪羔羊，他信靠他的，我们罪可以得赦免。
He's a scapegoat. Believe in Him, our sins will be forgiven.
那其实这样的解释
，such statements are all fine。
可是我们听起来好像是对我们来讲不痛不痒。
But they do not contain enough meat。
若清楚深刻的介绍耶稣基督。
In order to make introduction that may have a long-lasting impression，
我们就要深刻的去认识他。
Then we must the introduce know the introducee personally。
这样的认识是一种关系的建立。
With such personal relationship,
那当人跟主之间有这样关系的建立
，with such personal relationship firmly established,
然后我们介绍耶稣基督就不一样了。
Then the introduction will be totally or entirely different.
在希伯来书第五章的十四节那边告诉我们
，In Hebrews 5:14 it says,
他说我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣基督。便当持定所承认的道。
It says, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess.
我们知道这个大祭司他就是为人在献祭的。
We know the high priest is the one who makes sacrifices for people.
他是跟人有关，跟你我有关。
That affects both you and me.
我喜欢从这个大祭司的角度来切入，我们来认识这神的爱子耶稣基督。
I like to start from this perspective, Christ the high priest.
那在哥罗西书一章十三到二十三节那里，他先说明了这个耶稣基督他的一个尊荣，他跟别的祭司有什么不一样的地方。
Let's comment first on the difference of this high priest, how it differs from other priests.
接着他要说，在做大祭司他的职分，他是怎么样为人来献这个祭的。
Then I will comment on how he carries out his duties as the high priest to make sacrifices for man.
那我再提醒各位一下，当我们在读哥罗西书的时候，你会发现他有很多字眼听起来有点怪怪的。
Let me remind you, when you read the book of Colossians, you may find some strange vocabulary.
其实那是字眼是来反驳异端的。
Because Paul's using these strange vocabularies in turn to make dispute with the heresy.
他是借用这些异端他们的一些的用词和他们的哲学思想来说明基督的伟大跟崇高。
He borrows some of their thinking and logic and vocabularies to declare Christ's supremacy.
但这并不表示他认同这异端的信仰，或者是接受他们的思想。
It does not mean that Paul acknowledged the heretical beliefs and agreed with their theology.
首先我们就看到他讲到这耶稣基督这大祭司他的尊荣，他的范围有多大。
So first of all, Paul commented on the extent of Christ's supremacy.
让我们看到它是上天，从这个上天到下地是包含全宇宙的。
It's from heaven to earth, encompasses the entire universe.
那这不是受到时间的空间的限制，都没有。
It's not limited to certain geographical regions or time.
然后怎么说从上天到下地呢
？What does it mean from heaven to earth?
首先，他告诉我们，他是那个不能看见神的像。
First, he said, Christ is the image.Of the invisible God.
这是他第一点跟这个其他祭司、民间祭司不同的地方。
That's the first point why Christ differed from the rest of the priests.
请我们了解一件事情，他这样的算，并不是教导人，保罗不是教导人，告诉我们说，基督就是神那个神的那个物质形象。
Now be careful, but Paul does not say that Christ is a mere physical representation of God.
那他也不是要有形的这个形象来膜拜。
Nor does he imply that man should reduce God into a physical statue and worship him that way.
那希腊文里面的形象有两个意思。
Because in the Greek word image carries two meanings.
第一个意思是这个相像的意思。
The first one is the word likeness.
就好像在希伯来书第一章三节那边告诉我们的。
Just like in Hebrews 1:3 it says.
他是一个神荣耀的光辉，是神本质的真相。
The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being.
换句话说，在耶稣基督的身上，你看见他的性情、他的气质、他所彰显那些的荣耀、尊贵等等，好像就神一样。
In other words, in Christ we see majesty, His power, His authority, His honor, just like God Himself.
另外，这个像这个形象的意思是显明的意思。
The second meaning is manifestation.
这就好像约翰福音第一章十八节那边告诉我们的。
Just like John 1:18 it says.
他说：“从来没有人见过这个上帝，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。”
Because no one has ever seen God, but the only begotten Son, who is at the Father's side, He has made Him known.
所以我们再一次清楚地看见基督是神的形象。
So Christ is the image of God.
这个意思是说，这神的本性、神的本质，在耶稣基督的身上能够完美地表明出来。
It means that very nature and attributes of God are manifested fully in the life of Christ.
其实他尊贵的地方不单单是只有像而已。
So what gives me glory is not the image.
假如你还记得的话，约翰福音一章一节一开始就这么说。
If you still remember the beginning of John 1:1, it says.
他说：“太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。”
In the beginning there was Word. The Word was with God, and Word was.God.
在那边所告诉我们的道，所指的就是耶稣基督。
The word imply that is Jesus Himself, Jesus Christ, Christ.
也就是神。
In other words, Jesus Christ is God.
他道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
The word became flesh that lived among us.
这么一个至高无上的神住在我们中间，这还不够尊荣吗？
How great it is that the supreme God has become a man and take among us.
第二，我们看见这一位大祭司，他跟民间祭司不同的地方是，他跟万有之间的关系。
The second difference is with all creation.
在民间有的祭司都是出生之后才有他的存在。
You see, the ordinary priests, like all human beings, must be born first before they come into existence.
其实我们每一个人都是这样，是不是？
Like every one of us, right?
出生之后才有我们的存在。有没有人在出生以前就存在？
You only exist after you're born.
我们的出生之后才存在。可是耶稣基督不一样，他是2000年前道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
But Christ...Even though he was incarnated to visit the world only 2,000 years ago,
就存在呢？他是在创世以先就已经存在。
He has been in existence even before the creation of the world.
假如我们看到这个箴言的第八章那个八章，我们
Proverbs 8 says,
在那个地方有讲到耶稣基督他的先存性
about the preexistence of Christ.
那他说，在耶和华造化的起头，在太初创造万物之先，就有了我。
Does the Lord brought me forth as the first of His works before His deeds of old?
然后从亘古，从太初未有世界以前，我已被立。
He says, I was appointed from eternity, from the beginning, before the world began.
然后没有深渊，没有大水的泉源，我已出生出。
When there were no ocean, Oceans, I was given birth, no springs abounding with water.
连大山还未奠定，小山还未先之前，我已经生出。
Before the mountains were settled in place, before the hills, I was given birth.
耶和华还没有创造大地和田野，并世上的土质，我已生出。
Before He made the earth or its fields or any of the dust of the world.
那告诉我们在神创造的时候，他已经在神那里为工师，为工匠。
Before God created the world, Christ was already there with Him to be His co-worker.
所以我们可以看到，他是在一个被造物之上。
So that's why He says it's over all creation.
他是参与创造的。
He participated in the work of creation.
所以在接下来经文，你看到他说，万有都是靠他造的。
That's why in the scriptures to follow it says, by him, by him,
而是借他造的
through him,
是为他造的
and for him.
换句话说，他是在万有，这就是他这个他是这个万有存在的目的。
In other words, of all creation.
那他也是万有有向前推进的一个目标。
And the destination of the advancement of all creation.
所有的被造物，所有宇宙万物的万有，都必须环绕着耶稣基督。
Everything that created must revolve around Christ.
而是以耶稣基督为中心在运作。
So the entire universe must revolve around Christ, the center, in order to fit and function appropriately.
只有这样，我们的生活，我们的生命才会有意义。
Then life and its existence will become meaningful.
一旦我们的生活脱了轨，离开了基督
，Otherwise, without Christ,
你发现我们就产生了混乱，我们失去了那个意义。
Chaos and meaning will rule.
不想认识到我们自己的被造、家庭、工作等等都是靠他而造的。
If we recognize that we created our family, our work are all created by Him, through Him, and for Him.
那我们是不是环绕基督而活呢
？Do our lives also revolve around Christ, the centerpiece?
做事的话，我们就会发现它生存的价值和意义。
If the answer is yes.Then we will realize the value in our existence and its true meaning, and we will live to its fullness.
第三点，我们看到他告诉我们，大祭司他尊荣的地方是他跟教会之间的一个关系。
The third where Christ is in his relationship with the church.
他说他是这个教会全体的之首首脑。
It says here he is the head of the church.
在这儿我要提醒我们人有大脑小脑。
Here I have to remind you, man, we have cerebrum and we have cerebellum.
若是我们从人的这个结构来想象神本体的话
，So if you want to study God from the perspective of the human anatomy,
这个耶稣基督是教会的首脑的话的话的话，长老都是属他的。
If Christ is the head, then all power parts of the brain belong to him.
不是他做大脑，我们做小脑。
Like he will be the cerebrum, will be the cerebellum.
他管一部分，我们管一部分。
He's in charge of one portion, and we're charging another portion.
不是，是所有都是属他的。
No, everything belongs to him.
他说他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，是凡事上居首位的。
Here he says, Scripture says he's the beginning, he's the firstborn among the dead, and everything he has supremacy.
有一位报会员这个牧师呢，他对这句经文解释非常清楚。
Reverend Dr. John Powell provides very clear interpretation of this scripture.
他说这个头跟身体的关系是生命的合一。
He says the relationship between the body and the head is a life relationship.
然后这不是一个表面的联合。
It's not just something connected superficially.
教会的头，教会是他的身体。
Christ is the head of the church. Church is the body of Christ.
所以教会跟基督必须要有一种同一的生命。
So the head and the body must be united by one life.
那些在基督生命上没有份的人，不可能成为他生命的身体的一部分。
Those without the life of Christ cannot be part of the body.
他也不可能在真正的教会里面有份。
Take part in the church.
因为基督跟教会联合在一起
，because church and Christ are united，
所以我们的整个教生命
，so the entire church is one life，
而他复活的生命就成为了教会的生命
，the resurrected life of Christ becomes the life of the church，
他是教会的中心
，he's the center of the church，
是教会生命的力量
，is the of the church，
我们人的思想、意志、计划、生活方向等等都是从他而来
，our Where our plans all originated from him.
那照样，我们的教会也完全应该按着基督的思想、意志、计划，我们来过我们的生活，来工作。
In the same way, the church must move forward by the will of Christ.
头，他只能有这个思想，有这个计，他不能够自己去实行。
The head provides plans.
他需要借着我们去实行。
The plans must be carried out by the body.
相同的，基督要借着教会去完成他的意志跟计划。
In the same way, Christ will need the church to accomplish His will.
我们的教会应当是基督的一个器皿。
Church is a tool for the Christ.
头的一个器皿一样。
Like body are tools for the head.
身体或是任何一个肢体不听从头的吩咐，就没有办法过一个正常的生活。
The body cannot function as part of it, is not submissive to the direction of the head.
这身体有一个顺服的责任。
So the body has the responsibility to be submissive to the head.
那教会同样也在一切的事情上必须顺服基督。
In the same way, church must obey Christ.
因为他是教会的头。
Because he is the head of the church.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得我们是不是有从角度来思考神耶稣基督他的尊荣性。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if we have tried Christ's supremacy from this perspective.
如果说我们能够从这样，从父神的角度，从万有的角度，从教会思考他的尊荣性。
If we try to understand Christ, the great high priest perspective of the Father God and the creation and the church,
我们与神，我们与耶稣基督的关系就不会停在一个肤尘的表面上。
Then our relationship with Christ will not superficial level.
不单单耶稣他有这样一个尊荣性。
Christ not only had.Supremacy.
在圣经告诉我们，我们每一位信主的人，你是一位有尊君的祭司。
The Bible says everyone who believes in him will be part of this royal priesthood.
我们有这样一种尊荣。
We shall share such honor.
接着我们看到，在这大祭司他所做的一个工作是什么呢
？So then, now we'll examine the duties.Of this high priest.
我们做祭司就是献祭。
Being a priest is to make sacrifices for people.
可是我们这一位大祭司，他献祭的方式却是非常的独特。
This great high priest has a unique way of making sacrifices.
我们刚刚提到他是何等的尊荣。
We just mentioned about supremacy, supreme honor.
可是他却是从尊荣先到卑微。
But He went from the honor to humility.
在腓立比书二章六七节那边，他告诉我们。
In Philippians 2:6-7, it says.
他说他本有神的形象，却不以自己与神为同等强夺的。
He, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.
他反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
But made himself nothing.Taking the very nature of a servant, being made into human likeness.
既有人的样式，就卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross.
我们发现我们的民间的祭司，或者可以越做越大，越做越高，越爬越高。
The ordinary priest may gradually increase his visibility and influence even to the point.
那你发现他大到一个地步，高到一个地步之后就下不来了。
To the point that he can pull himself no more.
那他们没把自己反而是拿了自己与跟神同等来看。
He may even increase himself to the point that being viewed as God himself.
可是尊荣的大祭司却不是这样子。
But the great high priest is.Just the opposite.
那他是从尊荣降到卑微，再从卑微到受死。
He humbled himself from being an honor to the point of death.
这是他的一个独特性。
That's one of his uniqueness.
他这么做有意
义。In doing so, there's a great purpose.
要带出他另外一个职分来。
That will bring out his other duty.
在圣经我们刚读的经文里第十九节他先告诉我们这么说
In Colossians 1:19 it says
这个父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住
I was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in
什么叫做在基督里在神里的丰盛呢
What is this so-called fullness of God
神的丰盛就是神他的本性他的能力权柄荣耀等等这些的总和这是神的丰盛
The fullness of God is the summation of God's attributes, power, sovereignty, and splendor.
假如你认识这一点事情之后，我们再来回想，耶稣他所说的这句话。
If we know this, then we can reflect on what once Jesus said.
他说：“我来了是要叫羊得生命，叫人得生命，也得的更丰盛。”
When he says, "I have come that they may have life and have full."
到底是什么是更丰盛的生命？
What is a heaven life to the full me?
往往我们现住的人有了主的生命，有了一个永恒的生命，我们觉得已经很好，很感谢神了。
Frequently we say, "Once I have the eternal life, thank God, that's enough."
但是主说不，这还不够，丰盛的生命。
But the Lord says that's not enough. I will give more to you to have it to the full.
那这是 plus， 这是 bonus。
就是额外再加上的。
那更丰盛呢？不是说加添给人有什么名利富贵。
Heaven for the full does not mean to increase your fame, your wealth.
那也不是在加添所谓的儿女产业，加添我们的岁数等等。
It's not your offspring or your longevity.
而是在人原有的生命上，再加上神性、神的权柄、能力、荣耀等等。
But add to that life God gives you the God's attributes, His sovereignty, power, and splendor.
主耶稣他有神一切的丰盛。
Lord Jesus has the fullness of God.
他要信他的人也有这样的一个丰盛。
He wants all who believe in Him will have to share the same fullness.
当我们在身上有这样神的丰盛的时候，我们人就在我们身上看见一个跟人家不同的地方。
And people will see in us, the ordinary man, something extraordinary.
他在我们那些普通人的身上，我们看见了神形象反映出来。
They will see the manifestation of God's image.
这特别是在人软弱、病痛、受试炼的时候，反而彰显出来这神的这个丰盛。
Especially at times of weakness, illness, and during trial times, will show forth the fullness of God.
因为这样，人会羡慕，想要认识主。
So people will be attracted to that and want to know the Lord themselves.
民间祭司只是为人消灾祈福。
The ordinary priest only tried to lift the curse and ask for blessing.
但是我们尊荣的大祭司耶稣基督却是将他的尊荣将神的丰盛共享。
But our great high priest, in addition, will share his honor and glory.
这是我们信仰宝贵的地方。
This is why a Christian faith is so precious.
主从来没有看人是卑微的。
The Lord does not look down upon the lowly man.
反而是人将人从这样粪堆当中提拔出来，升为高。
But bring the lowly man out of refuse and gives him glory.
圣经告诉我们，在主耶稣基督里有神的丰盛。
Bible tells us that in Christ we share the fullness of God.
这些丰盛的恩典，就为了一件事情，为了要成就和平。
But the fullness of His grace is for the purpose making reconciliation.
我们的祭司献祭，我们知道他们都用什么献？
What do priests use to make sacrifice?
都是用那些牲畜，用那些飞禽。
They use animals and fowls.
可是我们尊荣大祭司，他却是用自己的身体来献祭。
But how about the great high priest? What did he use? His own body.
在他身上那些崇高的尊荣，并不是拿来夸耀的。
He did not show off his splendor.
那些的尊荣丰盛，不是让人来赞赏他的。
In order to receive praises from man.
他是把这一切都献上，当做一个活祭。
Instead, he presented all as living sacrifice.
为了就是要处理人罪的问题。
In order to take care of man's sin and its punishment.
要解决一个罪的刑罚。
In order to redeem man from his,
因为这样他放下了这一切的丰盛
，so he laid down God's fullness.
他安安静静顺服的走上了十字架
，and quietly, submissively walked to the cross.
他在那里舍身流血
，he bled,
用他的血赎了你我的罪
，and with his blood, he redeemed the sins of yours.
他来到这世上为的就是这一天。
You see, he came into the world just for that day.
他罪的问题若是没有解决的话，人里面所领受的丰盛都是虚假的。
He knew very well if problems and sins were not solved, all the fullness of God would be in vain, and all the honor would be fake.
这人身上的一些荣耀都是虚假的，空虚的。
All the honors, blood splendors would be fake.
只有当我们经过这十字架上所流的血
only through the blood on the cross.
那胜过这些罪，胜过那些黑暗的权势。
Could the curse of sin and darkness be overcome?
那些在神里面的丰盛，才是一个真正的荣耀。
And only then could the fullness of God become real glory.
那就是我们所说的十字架上的荣耀。
And that is what we talk about, the glory on the cross.
这尊荣大祭司他所做的工作的。
It's the accomplishment of the great high priest.
或者说是在十字架上的一个工作。
The work of the cross.
目的就是叫万有能够与神和好。
Is to so that all creation may be reconciled to God.
而什么叫做万有？
What does all creation mean?
这就是这个保罗他借用异端的话来反驳他们。
Again, Paul borrowed the heretical the vocabularies from the heresies to dispute them.
因为那些异端叫人敬拜这个天使。
Because heresies.Taught people to worship angelic beings.
所以保罗就告诉他们说，就按照你们所说的，若是在天上有这样的权势的话，他们也要顺服主的权柄，不能够再抵挡主。
So Paul says, be that as it may, even there, if there were such angelic forces in heaven, they submit under the authority of the Lord and could no longer be against them.
因为耶稣基督已经在十字架上废掉了这些的冤仇，使万有与他都和好。
Because Christ on the cross had done away with hostilities and made peace between man and God and all creation.
在这里面更重要的不是与万有和好而已。
But it's not enough to make peace with God of the all creation.
更重要是让人与他和好，与神和好。
What is even more important is to reconcile between God and man.
所以这就是在经文里头21节、22节那边告诉我们的。
That is why it says in verses 21-22.
从你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶事心里与他为敌，但如今神借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好。
It says once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death.
在人与神和好的关系底下
，Only within such reconciliation，
我们才能真正体会到这赦罪的平安跟喜乐。
Could man begin to experience the peace and joy of forgiveness of sin？
我们才能够真正的经历到那更丰盛的生命
，and to experience the fullness of this eternal life。
当我们想到与人这人与神和好的这教训的时候，有几个我们需要留意的。
But we must pay attention to a few points in this God-man reconciliation.
人需要与神和好。
Man must reconcile with God.
这表示人与神本来是不和的。
Which means that man and his sinful nature was incompatible with God.
因为有罪隔在中间。
Because they were separated by sin.
在这个犯罪的前提底下。
So under such premise,
神他采取一个主的主。
God took initiative.
然后差遣这个尊荣的大祭司来到这世上来做这样和好的工作。
God sent the great high priest to the world for the work of reconciliation.
神叫人与自己和好。
God reconciled man to himself.
这是说明需要改变的是人，不是神。
Which means man must repent and change, not God.
人必须为罪而悔改。
Man must repent his sin.
最后，我们要讲到这和好的这个职分是要付上相当大的代价。
Finally, we must understand it took a great price to achieve such reconciliation.
那这是借着主耶稣基督十字架上所流的血，他成就了和平。
By making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
这是一个历史的事实。
This is a historical fact.
这也是信徒徒真追求的与神和好。
Must be upheld by all believers in all their lives.
巴不得我们也能够效法耶稣基督。
May we be imitators of Christ.
我们愿意与神和好，将这罪画上一个句号。
To willing to make peace with God and put a stop to sin.
弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister，
你是怎样样的爱子耶稣基督？
How do you know? How well do you know Christ, the Son of God?
你会怎么样在介绍耶稣基督呢？
How do you introduce him to others?
或者是我们只是公式化的介绍，他是一个尊荣大祭司，有尊高的这个崇高的地位。
Do we follow certain formula like, oh, great high priest with supreme status?
不晓得我们有没有看见他的尊荣。
Have you seen his, supreme splendor?
不晓得我们有没有领受到他的丰盛。
Have we tasted his fullness?
不晓得我们有体会到他舍己的爱。
Have we experienced his sacrificial love?
为的是使人与他与神和好。
In order to make peace between man and God.
假如我们能够看见他的尊荣。
If we see his glory.
我们能够领受他的丰盛。
And receive his fullness.
我们真正体会他舍己的爱。
And to experience truly his sacrificial love.
那我们就要在所信的道上坚固，不可摇动。
Then we must stand firm on the faith that we have.
当我们的基督徒的生命能够反映出基督他荣美形象的时候，
When the Christian life can reflect the glory of Christ himself.
这就是一个最好的介绍和说明了。
That is the best witness.
巴不得我们能够这样生命来介绍耶稣基督。
May we all present Christ this way.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们在